Sondern, what's the name, Monday night, Yud Adar Aleph. Okay. Last night we learned that if you need Netilas Yodayim because you touched Makomos HaMechusim that are normally Mechusim Baguf, so it's Asur B'Davar Shebekdusha and to make a bracha and to learn Torah, but it's Mutter B'Hirur B'Divrei Torah, it's Mutter. Unless there's actual tinuf on your hands, but otherwise it's mutter behirhur. Tonight we're going to talk for a few seconds about ruach ra. There are things that you have ruach ra on your hands going into the cemetery, and even actually when you wake up in the morning too. So there, midi dimenake won't help. It's only water that will take off the ruach ra. The pashtus will assume for a moment three times with a kli, but that's really the point. Is now midi demenaki doesn't work, but for ruach ra me ikar hadin, certainly you could make a bracha and you can daven and you can learn even bepeh and you can do all these things. Now the Mishnah Brura says ro'ui lachzor achar mayim. It's best because the mukubalim. The more esoteric aspects of Torah says you should not make a bracha, daven, say a dovah shebekdusha with just ruach ra on your hands. You don't have the eitzah of midi demenaki because you need dafka water. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah is roi lachzor achar mayim, but if it's a question of bittul Torah, or you'll miss a bracha, or you'll miss yei shmei rabo, you'll miss kedusha, v'chadome, then we go with ikar adin, that ruach ra does not prevent saying these things.